don't even think of the money that's going towards bills as really yours. It's not. It already has a job. You cannot use it for anything else because you need a roof right over your head. You need food on the table. You need utilities, right? There are certain things that it is required to pay for. So don't even think of that as an option.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast.
We're excited to have you on the call.
Thank you. I am too.
Thank you for coming on.
So how did you hear about us?
I was looking for a way to start, I don't even know how I'm going to do it, managing my expenses a little bit better, just because, again, I am a single mom. My kids' fathers will randomly help. So their income is not consistent. I can't rely on that. But no matter what I do, no matter how much I try to cut down, no matter how much I try to make things change, I feel like I'm never in a place where, oh, I have money in my bank account if I get a flat tire. It's like constantly, no matter what we do, no matter how much I cut out, I'm always like, what am I doing wrong? Because I feel like I've cut as much as I could. Mind you, I'm big on my kids have to do sports. I feel like I have to give them something, you know, so, and I have one in college, I'm back in school, so it's everything, I feel like, no matter what I do, but at the same time, I'm at the point where I need to do better. I want to own my own home, I want to stop renting, I want to take my kids on a vacation, and I'll have to worry about, do we have enough money to pay for food while we're here? It's all those little things that I feel like are almost impossible at this point.
So tell me about your income. Where are you working at?
I work for the Probation Department here in Nevada County. I'm accounting technician. I'm hoping to get into corrections here in the next couple of months.
Okay. Is that why you're in school? Yeah. Back in school?
In part. Okay. If I'm pushing my kids to go to college, I need to be able to tell them, like, this is why. So right now they're like constantly telling me, especially my older son, but you didn't go to college and you have a pretty decent job, but there's more, like I could never advance because I don't have a degree.
Being a good role model. Got it. Okay. So there's a lot going on and we'll try to dig in as much as we can. What would you say? So that you said you gave us an overview. What would be the thing that you're struggling with most? Like the biggest problem, pain point right now?
Trying to budget. I don't know how to budget.
Okay.
So, we got paid. I got to pay all my bills. I got to do this. And then it's okay. This is how much I have left. But I feel like, honestly, because all my kids play sports. So sometimes it's just easier to be like, I'm going to spend $40 here to buy food because we do live an hour away from town. So it's just, I need to learn how to budget better.
And it sounds like in those moments where it's easy to just do the thing, buy the thing, be quick instead of looking at how much you have for that temptation. So you're talking about budgeting.
I think a lot of us, we budget based on paycheck, and we want you to budget based on your monthly income so you can actually see that whether or not you can afford all of the kids' sports, mm-hmm. compared to your bills, compared to any debt that you might have, compared to your school bill, compared to eating and all of that kind of stuff. So the one page budget template that we have puts it all on one piece of paper so you can really see it, because that's where you need to go. So you said, I've cut everything out, I've really trying. And then you have your income, you're trying to increase it. Like, you're doing all the things. Let's look and see what it looks like, what the math really truly adds up to on one page.
Yeah. Okay. And ideally, how do you get paid from your job?
Weekly.
Deposit. Bi-weekly.
Yeah. Bi-weekly? Mm-hmm. Okay. So then that means there's twice a year that you get an extra paycheck. Okay.
Correct.
And so what we want to do is use those times to get you a paycheck ahead. So right now you may seem like you're either a paycheck behind, right? So you're like waiting mm-hmm. for the money to come in to be able to take care of bills and stuff. And then sometimes when that extra quote unquote paycheck comes in, we use it as an opportunity to breathe. And we don't maybe yeah. take advantage of using it to get a mm-hmm. paycheck ahead. So I would say, let's find out when those paychecks are, mm-hmm. Because it's always twice a year for people who get paid biweekly. So let's find out when those months are and find out when can you actually get a paycheck ahead, instead of worrying right now which bills are going to be paid by this paycheck and which bills are going to be paid by that paycheck.
Right. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So overall, what we want to do is, the idea is you have your biweekly paychecks going into your bills account. And we want, with that, when you do that one page budget template, the first two categories that we look and see what is the budget are your any debts that you have and any bills that you have. And we're gonna base the beginning of our budget just on that. So what we want to do is, let's say you make $5,000 a month and your bills all by themselves between everything, mortgage, car, all of that is $3,000. So that means what is the math there?
$2,000.
If she makes 2,500, so 5,000.
3,000 left.
Right? Minus 3,000. Or is 3,000 divided by two? Sorry. You got me. Hold on.
At this point, I wasn't reading her mind.
Okay.
Which is
so
rare.
I'm sorry. So you get paid that 2,500. So 1,500 of it stays in the bills account, right? And then the other 1,000 goes over to spending and savings. But that whole 1,500, every single paycheck stays in the bills account to pay all the bills. And it's in a different account than any spending or savings.
Yeah.
That way, all of my bills are paid. It's already set aside. I don't have to worry about it. I look at this account over here, and we'll teach you some other stuff to do over here. But I know every 2 weeks I have $1,000 to figure out what I need to do with it. And that's the very first step, is just knowing all my bills are ahead, knowing that they're paid for, it's set aside. And all I have to do is look at this other number, this other account, and make everything work for 2 weeks at a time based on that.
The goal here is to take the amount of money, like Shana said, that's going to go towards bills per paycheck, and completely separate it from your spending.
Mm-hmm.
And your spending is your gas, your groceries, your sports, the eating out, like the other things that you swipe for, buy in person for. If you can take that money, put it aside, and know that is a non-negotiable amount of money that has to go towards bills.
Yep.
Okay. So that way you can be at peace and know that all that is taken care of.
Yeah. And so the one page budget template really helps you see, like we said, the overall picture of what I can afford. But then when you break it down, it's okay. So if I have $5,000 of income, and do I have $5,000 of bills and spending and savings, or do I have $6,000, or do I have $4,500? Like, it gives you that overall picture. Yeah. But once you know what your bills, what needs to be set aside, because we like to make every paycheck very rhythmic, Veronica. So sometimes it feels like one paycheck is feast, one paycheck is famine. Sometimes I have money, sometimes I don't. Mm-hmm. The idea with every paycheck is the set amount goes to the bills and stays there, doesn't get messed with. And then I get a set amount for groceries. I get a set amount for gas. I get a set amount aside for the kids. Mm-hmm. I get a set amount aside for maybe going out to eat or restaurants or whatever. And every 2 weeks, those are all funded. So I'm never completely out of money. I know that I have to live off of this much for the next 2 weeks. I don't feel the stress. I know exactly what I have. And I know it's in 2 weeks, it's going to be refilled.
Yeah. And right now you may not be feeling that, because maybe that first paycheck of the month is that famine, right? Where mm-hmm. it's all going towards rent, or you have a lot of bills due at the first part of the month. And that's what we hear. And that's why we truly try to get you one paycheck ahead. So when that paycheck comes, everything is divvied up the exact same. Yeah. So it's like Shana said, we're doing this consistent thing. The same amount's going towards bills, the same amount's going towards groceries, gas, all of that.
It really takes the stress out of the paychecks and the bills and all of that. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. Cause that's where it's hard for me, I think, because I know like my bills have to get paid, but then I think, dang it, if I pay everything at once, like we're not going to eat this week. And though I try to spread it out, it's just, I feel like one kid gets sick or something happens, my car breaks down. It's just never, I'm never in a place where, okay, like, how do I get past this hurdle? And that's where it's hard for me to figure out. And you're saying if I stop looking at my paycheck as it's not all or nothing, it's I have to start learning how to separate it and how to distinguish, okay, this is for my bills and this is what we have to live in.
Yeah.
That concept, I guess I just get overwhelmed and I don't see that. Like I just, it's all, I have four kids, I have tuitions, I have everything. I feel like slowly, like I've gotten a little bit better, but I haven't seen any progress.
A big part of that is because it's all in one account and it's all so much messy. Math. It's messy. It's math in your head. And so what separating the accounts does, even though I know you'll get ahead, but in the beginning, it's a little stressful. Mm-hmm. But when you have, Veronica, when you have an envelope of cash or a bank account of grocery money or eating out money, that's what you're budgeting off of. And we're at softball and I need to go spend $40. Do I have it or not? And it's very black and white. And you can plan ahead based on that, right? So it's not, everything's not a last minute decision. And if you get all of that on the one page, a lot of times when we do look at everything on one page and we take out all of the frivolous stuff, right? And we're looking at what I'm planning with my money, there usually is some extra. It may not be a lot, but if I don't actually just spend everything in my account, if I look at what I would have, there's extra. That little extra is what we want to put into an emergency fund, right? Even if it's a small emergency fund, you can put that little extra and put it over there so that you can have money for those moments when the tires or whatever happens.
Yeah, you can build a buffer. So obviously, I'm sure you've heard us talk about building the savings bucket. Just start with one account. It's your emergency fund that you can build a buffer. When you open up that second checking account for all the spending and you're depositing that money in there, that now becomes your new quote unquote paycheck, your new budget, right? Mm-hmm. So don't even think of the money that's going towards bills as really yours. It's not, it already has a job. You cannot use it for anything else because you need a roof right over your head. You need food on the table. You need utilities, right? There are certain things that it is required to pay for. So don't even think of that as an option to spend.
We'll get right back to the show, but we wanted to give you a heads up right now that our signature budget template and course is available at myidealbalance.com/budget.
Guys, it is simple, easy to use, and pretty. Plus, it comes with walkthrough videos and special trainings that teach you exactly how to budget.
We're going to teach you the exact systems we use with our clients to get out of debt, to set up the savings buckets, to create the bills account, and to know exactly what's going on with your paychecks, and so much more.
So if you're new to budgeting, our system will help you get started easily.
And if you're a budget nerd like us, this system is about to become your new best friend, your new obsession, because it's the exciting, game-changing upgrade to your budget that you need right now.
Yeah, so head on over to myidealbalance.com/budget and snag yours today. Now let's jump back to today's show.
And what's a theme of what we're talking about today is kids and sports. And we just got off a call with another mom that was, this is what's breaking her budget is her sports. And so what we might recommend is we understand all the value that comes to sports, all the lessons that they learn, all the character development, get some exercise. There's no downside. One consideration might be, what if we pause for a summer or something, and knowing that we're going to get right back into it, knowing that it's important, but for the summer we play pickup games, and that way it might allow you, Veronica, to have a couple, like 2 months maybe, to get caught up and ahead and get some money set aside in your savings account. And that way, and then you can start to budget ahead. So then if you don't have to be constantly paying and going and gassing and groceries and equipment for a couple months, then you're like, I will start setting aside for the future so that August, when I pay that first, another sports bill, it's already in it. I have an account called Kids Sports. It's already there. And so that might be a way to say, no, this is important to us, but we'll pause just for a minute. And there is something to be said for a pause too. Like for kids to actually have a summer where they are bored or whatever, there's that too.
Yeah. And another thing that we suggested to her was show the kids how much you're spending on sports, not in a negative way. Like we want to be very careful with our vocabulary, but it's also, hey, this is what your soccer costs me a year. And this is what we're going to say this is the budget for that sport for you. Where do you want to spend it? How do you want to spend it? Put it back on them and give them the responsibility and it empowers them to make their own decisions and go, okay, if I have $500 a year for camps, I'm just throwing that number out there. which camp do I want to go to? How do I want to make better use of that money?
Yeah.
And it just allows them, like I said, to be in charge of their own sports, and it takes the pressure off you a little bit.
Yep. And then one more thing we might suggest is we're actually in the middle of, or we're going to make, it's about the kids' sports budget. Like overall, if you have time, which I know is a joke, you mom of five and school, I think that's a joke, but make time to go back through and see their sports, see their activities, and make a list of everything that it costs, right? And how much you're actually spending. Cause that is the problem. It's like a quote unquote surprise. I don't know how much I should be spending or I need to spend. And then I'm surprised. But if I go back and I make a list and then I know, okay, like Vanessa said, this particular kid cost me $1,000 a year or whatever in this sport, then I know I need to save 80 or 90 or whatever that math adds up a month for that kid for the sport. And then when that's set aside every month, I don't necessarily spend it because it depends on when the costs actually come out, but I have it. But I know what it costs. I've gone through and I was like, and I knew it was registration fee, and then they had cleats, and then they had sports pictures, and then they had this, and that's all the expenses. And then I have a list and I have a little bit more knowledge about what I want, what I am spending. And that will help once I move forward to start saving for it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Okay. Yeah, no, because I know my oldest son did travel for about 4 years and that killed me. We're talking $1,000, $2,000 a month, like just on travel. Tournaments and hotels. And so once he got to high school, I was like, okay, we're done with travel. Like, I can't keep doing this. But I have two that are getting done with high school, but I still have two littles that are still going to go through a couple more years of Little League or Pee Wee football. So it's just my older ones are going off to college. So there's that expense because it's like, I know other people say, oh, wait, you're still helping him with college? Yeah, I need them to succeed. And if I just throw them out there and try to tell them, like, hey, you're on your own, go through college, figure it out. It's hard.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But let's go back on that really quick. I know we're probably out of time, but I think that there's a really wonderful conversation that you could have with them to help them succeed in college, but take the pressure off of you. Okay, so we never encourage any parent to assume the responsibility of paying for college. Now, some people want to, that's awesome. Some people are like, this is on you, but I'm going to show you how to do it on your own so that way you can be successful. And I believe we have a podcast, we can send it to you in the recap. We spoke to a lady where she was talking about her daughter's college and everything. There are so many studies out there that show if your kids are working and going to school in college, they actually do better. Right? Because they're spending their time wisely. They're prioritizing their time better. They make better grades and all this. So I would say, I think that is worth a conversation to sit down and show them. Mm-hmm. Let me show you where you can apply for all these scholarships. Let me show you where you can get some grants. Let me show you where we can maybe figure out how you can get your college either paid for or how you can do it on your own. Right. And here I'll supplement a little bit, right?
Yeah, with my oldest, most of her tuition is paid through scholarships and financial aid. Then every year to get her started, I'll give her $1,500. I save up $1,500 every year to get her started just because when she goes back to school, there's no job, there's no money. So until she gets back into school and she starts working again, generating an income, I try to help her pay at least most of her first semester after what's due so that she doesn't have to come out $100,000 in debt, because right now this is her third year and she's under, I think, maybe $10,000 in debt because she's taken on her own student loans. But I've helped her as much as I can, but now I'm going to have two more going into college. So I'm going to try to set you up in the same way, but I'm not paying 100%. But I also want to be there where if my daughter calls me tomorrow and says, Mom, I don't have money for food, or I ran out of my cafeteria money, I want to be able to, okay, let me help you out. So in that regard, like I am very, they know that they have a home to come to every summer when they get done with school. So they don't have no bills. I still do pay their cell phone bill. I still provide
their insurance. I would recommend with that then, set that when and if you get child support money, just set that aside in your kids' fund. So learn the budget without anything. And that can go over here. That way, when these moments come and your mom heart is breaking, you can always help them. But then maybe that will allow you to just figure out how to get your budget completely automated, organized, and going. Yeah. And then you don't, because you can't rely on that income anyway, but you can, maybe that would help you. But I think in order to solve all of these problems, we'd love to see what the whole picture looks like. And we'll, like we said, we'll send you the budget. See what it looks like. Totally. What does it actually look like when I look at it without it being in the moment, without it being after the fact? It's if I was starting the month fresh, brand new, what does it look like? And then let's go from there, I think. And like we start separating and doing all that is really going to make a big difference. And yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Did that help?
Yes. Thank you so much. And I will look forward to getting that budget sheet and spreading it out. And maybe you guys could guide me into a better direction of how to go.
Absolutely. Yes. And God bless you. And your kids are so blessed. And you're obviously a loving, hardworking mom. And you're doing so much to try to teach them and launch them out in the world. And we believe
such a good role model.
Yeah. And we believe it's all definitely going to pay off. And then just hopefully this will help you get one little piece, 100%. One more piece better figured out and less anxious.
Definitely. Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now, guys. This is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.